after sort of 35 years in what we call the school of hard knocks, you know, sometimes it's nice to, you know, I know from my own experience, sometimes it's nice to come out of actually being in the cut and thrust of racing and then get more involved in other levels and pass on some of that, you know, some of that wisdom and information. I mean, Steve's always been a very helpful driver to his fellow drivers. So he's now in a position where he can maybe enjoy the sport from a more relaxed perspective.
He's had an incredible career as well, hasn't he? That probably his achievements are too many to list, but you've put a few down here. Two Best in Britain titles, two London Championship titles, one Hertfordshire Championship, and many heat and grand final victories as well. Quite a decorated career.
Absolutely. And of course, you know, it all started with Banger Racing, and then he moved into the National Saloons. And of course, when he was racing in the National Saloons in the 1980s, the sport really was a tough old sport to be in, and certainly to finance and build your own cars and then go out and win titles like Steve did at that time really was quite something.
And you have formulas close to his heart this weekend at Vauxhall.
Absolutely. The meeting really is based all around Steve and his career. So we actually have the 1300 stock cars, of course, which Steve has finished his career in recent years. We have a tremendous list of cars for that at the moment. It's almost hitting the 60 mark. They're coming from the length and breadth of the UK, where they're coming from Scotland, they're coming from other promotions. They're all, you know, travelling to be there and be part of something quite big. And then, of course, we have the stock rods, which, of course, Steve's son Dean is the current world champion. We've got a great turnout of stock rods as well. Again, it's in excess of 30, heading towards 40. Again, we've got some guys coming down from Scotland as well. So, you know, that all adds to the mix. And, of course, the main formula after that is the National 2-litre Saloons, which make their return to Vauxhall Stadium. Probably it's been probably about 10 years since we've last seen them, and that really is quite a spectacle. Again, we're pushing nearly the 60 mark on those, so it's going to be some night.
Approaching your busiest and most exciting time of the year at Vauxhall as well, with the Speedway being back as well, the turnaround from meeting to meeting is quite something for all the staff to kind of be involved in.
It is. It's a well sort of exercised discipline. Ipswich Speedway, you know, they do a great job. I mean, the beginning of the week, they normally assemble their infrastructure, their safety fences and equipment like that. And then obviously they run their meetings on a Thursday. But incredibly, by the time, you know, I arrive at the office on Friday morning, virtually every evidence of Ipswich Speedway having run there the night before is gone and packed away. So it's a well kind of orchestrated, team that we have there. They do a fantastic job and we all work together. And of course, because it's been done so many times over the years, it's well rehearsed.
Vauxhall's one of a couple of jewels in the crown for Speedworth Motorsports. The last time you were here, we were talking about doubts over another at Wimbledon Stadium, which has been part of your setup for a while now, but there's been some good news on that recently.
Well, there has. It's it's strange, really, but basically what has happened, the final decision went to the Mayor of London, Boris Johnson, and when he was sort of weighing up all the information there is, and bearing in mind that there is some counter conflicts from nearby councils as well, there's concerns over road infrastructure and everything else. So at this moment in time, I think Mr. Johnson felt it simply was a decision he could not make without a lot more investigating going into place. So at this moment in time, the whole future of Wimbledon Stadium sits on his desk, awaiting a lot more questions to be answered and a lot more detail to go into. In the meantime, we haven't been told to vacate the premises, so we're kind of hoping in a way that with this delay and things that are going on, we might just return back in October. Who knows?